Some of you may remember a story that occurred about 10 years ago, just shortly after the end of the Gulf War, just really actually at the very end of the war. A Mr. and Mrs. Edwin Lanston received some visitors. And of course, when you have a son or a daughter in the military, I'm sure that you always dread having somebody come to your door to tell you bad news. Well, two officers showed up that day and told them that their son had been killed in Saudi Arabia, hit by one of the Scud missiles, and that they would ship the body home in about a week. Well, for these parents, it was really like a Good Friday. It was a terrible sense of emptiness, a sense of loneliness, a sense of loss, that they had lost their beloved son. And so they began making the funeral arrangements, preparing for the body to be shipped home. About 3 days later, they received a phone call. And you might remember reading how the mother answered the phone and she heard the voice of her son on the other end saying, "Mom, it's me. I'm alive. I'm fine." Think of the change of emotion that must have gone on in that mother's heart, having felt that she'd lost her son for 3 days and now hearing his voice, that he was fine, that he was alive. And she shouted, "My son is alive. My boy is alive." Now we must think back 2,000 years ago when the Blessed Mother, when St. Peter and St. John and St. James and the other disciples felt a great sense of emptiness, a great sense of loss on that very first Good Friday. And yet, 3 days later, their sorrow was turned into joy when they saw personally the risen Savior. Had they got to embrace him? Doubting Thomas even got to take his hands and put his hands into the nail marks in his wrist and in his side. And they now experience the great glory of the Lord's resurrection. And that's what we celebrate today on Easter morning. The greatest event in the history of the world is the resurrection of Christ from the dead. The physical resurrection of Christ is the foundation of our faith. St. Paul once said that if Christ is not raised from the dead, then our faith is in vain and we are still in our sins. That's how important the physical resurrection of Christ is, that Christ rose from the dead. It was his greatest and his crowning miracle. If you read scripture, you'll know that Jesus worked dozens, even hundreds of miracles. He cured the blind, he cured the deaf, lepers were cured, the crippled could then walk. He even raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus multiplied the loaves and fish, changed water into wine. He worked many countless miracles. But today we celebrate his greatest miracle, the miracle when he rose from the dead after being dead for 3 days. It was the proof of his divinity, the proof of all that he had said, culminated in the great resurrection of Christ from the dead. What does the resurrection mean for us as followers of Christ? Well, the opening prayer tells us that we had at today's Mass, "God our Father, by raising Christ your Son, you conquered the power of death." Isn't that wonderful to know that even though we experience the death of our body, our souls will live forever? That really, nobody ever dies. Their body dies, but they live forever. And that's encouraging, and that's a wonderful thing to think about. It says Jesus conquered the power of death. We say that by dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, he restored our life. Because death certainly will come to us all, and death perhaps in the last year may have come to somebody that we dearly love. Maybe our grandparents or one of our parents or a spouse, perhaps even a child or a grandchild, perhaps has experienced death this past year. And it's very difficult to go through the loss of somebody that we love, somebody that we care about. And yet because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, there is hope. Because Christ rose, He truly destroyed death. And because he rose from the dead, he restored our life. So death is not the end of our existence. It's the beginning of a new life with Almighty God. So no matter what kind of difficulties we go through in losing somebody that we love, we know that the Lord rose from the dead. And if we are faithful to Christ, we too will share in the glory of his resurrection and will be comforted by that fact. Now, the prayer also says, let our celebration today raise us up and renew our lives by the Spirit that is within us. How does the grace of the Lord's resurrection come into our lives here and now, 2,000 years later? The way that occurs is through the sacraments and through the reading of Scripture. When we read the Holy Scripture, we read the Word of God, we get to know Christ. And getting to know Christ can transform our lives and make us completely different. We can be transformed from a life of sin to a life of holiness, a life of friendship with God. The Word of God and the sacraments together are a powerful way to experience the power of the resurrection in our lives. When a person is baptized, for example, all their sins are washed away and they become a child of God and a member of God's family. Then with confirmation, we experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then, of course, in the Eucharist, we receive the risen, glorified Christ under the appearances of bread and wine. That's how the Paschal mystery, the Lord's death and resurrection, comes into our lives, is at the Mass through the liturgy of the Word and through the sacraments. Now, last night we had a tremendous Easter vigil. Last night we had 32 people receive the sacrament of confirmation. 6 adults were baptized into the church last night. And it's just an amazing thing to see if people that are maybe in their 20s, 40s, even 60s have the waters of baptism flow over their forehead and all their sins washed away. And then these 32 people had also gone to confession and had received the forgiveness of their sins in reconciliation. Again, that's how the power of Christ comes into their lives, through baptism, through confession, when all their sins are washed away. And then they were strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit in confirmation. Now, I must say the Mass lasted 2 hours and 15 minutes, okay? This Mass will be a lot longer, a lot longer. A lot shorter, I meant to say. 1 hour. But it was so amazing to see the power of Christ fill these people. Many of them received as many as 4 sacraments in one night. In baseball, we call that the sacramental grand slam of all the sacraments. What was so beautiful is that all those people were called by God during this past year, and they responded to his grace, and they went on the journey through the RCIA, which is the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. It was a 7-month journey from October to Easter, and you could see in their lives the power of the Lord's resurrection, having transformed them into God's children, into members of his church that could then participate in receiving the Eucharist, receiving Christ, our Lord and Savior, in Holy Communion. So I would just say that if anyone here today would be feeling God calling them, perhaps to deepen their knowledge of the Bible, their knowledge of the faith, perhaps maybe God would call some of you, or a friend, or a spouse, or a co-worker, perhaps to also begin that journey this coming October and end it next Easter. Perhaps if somebody that you know, maybe a loved one, is not baptized and wants to get baptized, or perhaps wants to learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ, receive the sacraments, especially perhaps confirmation, the Eucharist, pray about that and be open to God's will in your life. It's a remarkable thing that occurs in the sacraments. Oftentimes we think about Jesus, and he's like 2,000 years ago, some distant figure that lived a long time ago. But Christ doesn't want to be some distant figure from the past. He is our current, our present Lord and Savior. And we come in contact with Christ through baptism, through confirmation, through confession, through the Eucharist. This is where we receive the great power of Christ to transform our lives so we too can experience the great joy of the resurrection. So I hope all of you have a truly blessed and holy Easter, and we ask God's blessing upon each one of you today and upon your families as we gather to celebrate the great day of the Lord's resurrection from the dead. God bless you.